This is the grand final edition of the Dead Set Legends. Wendell Saylor, Jude Bolton and Gus Warland.
Curly. Yeah, chance for Jude and I to ask Dell a couple of questions around the game of rugby league. Go for it, Jude.
Right, Dell. Jack Whiten won the 2020 Deli M medal during the week. What was your initial reaction to the result?
Look, I was surprised that he'd won it. I think I said last week, I thought Gutherson sort of had enough.
He nearly did.
You're right. And then, but I knew Cleary would be close too because, you know, he was very consistent.
Well, he's been in the best player in the game, which means the Dally M's is not quite the way that it should be. That it doesn't actually crown the best player.
Well, it's been like that forever. So why change it now? Like
it's we've now looked at it. It's not the right way to do it.
No, it's unfortunate. It's the way it is. Jack White in that Canberra team, he polls most of those votes. You know, obviously Papali was great, but Jack White, and they see him do the big stuff and that. Yeah. So, look, I admit, Jack, for me, you know, he got the Dally M, but he wasn't in my first two or three. I thought, you know, Cam Smith would go close, but I thought Gutherson and Cleary would have been there. But well done to Jack White.
There's been plenty of talk around the voting system. Do you think it needs an overhaul now?
No, I don't. It's not when Darren.
Why don't you want the best player to get the award?
It's just unfortunate. There were so many good players at the Panthers, so all those votes sort of go to everyone. It's a bit like at Parramatta.
That's why the voting system needs to change.
No, I'm happy with it. Like just leave it as it is.
Should it be behind closed doors all year though, or not?
No, I don't think so. It's the excitement of the Dally M's and the like. You know, seeing it and it gets cut off, and then you just sort of go.
Shouldn't we get
the
result 4 or 5 hours before the actual result?
Definitely not. That's
amateur hour.
Yeah, that's amateur hour.
What about the Bulldogs? If they manage to land Josh Addo-Carr, Flanagan, and Matt Burton next year, plus they've already signed Nick Kotrick and Jack Hetherington, do they immediately become finals contenders?
No, that doesn't, because it depends how Trent Barrett brings them together. Obviously, you can have all those players, but it depends what culture and DNA that you build. So they're going to have to do that. That's not going to. You can't put that together in 12 months.
Okay. What about the grand final week? Big game players. Who's the biggest big game player that you ever played with in your career?
Oh, mate, it's a toss of a coin between probably Alan Langer and Andrew Johns. And I know everyone's going, oh, what a Dan Lockyer. I sort of left after about 6 or 7 years when Lockyer was probably playing his best football. So for me, through my sort of career, I think Alan Langer, just in front of Joey, for me. You know, you think about those premierships earlier on with the Broncos, it was all on the back of Elf. You know, he's small in stature, but massive heart. And then Joey, I played against him since we were under 18s, and he's always been a clutch player. So between those two.
Mm. And can the Broncos make it a three-peat in tomorrow's NRLW Grand Final, 4 p.m. kickoff versus the mighty Sydney Roosters?
Yeah, I've got no doubt they can. Great to see the Broncos there. They're going for three. Well done to Ellie Brigginshaw, the Dally M Woman of the Year. And also, Millie Ball's one of my favourites. So I'm tipping the Broncos here in a tight one.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you very much, Del. And that Burly Curly was brought to you by our mates at Paddy's Markets. More coming up on the Dead Set Legends in just a sec. Bruce McAvaney, he's the best in the business. We go one-on-one with Brucey.